Jason, thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good morning.
So the big news out of D.C. in the past week or so has been that the Choice program is really going to be, it sounds like, going to be replaced. Before we talk about that, though, let's get back to sort of the original idea behind the Choice program. Why was that put into place in the first place?
Okay, so they initiated the Choice program because mostly the Arizona VA was having a wait list issue and unfortunately resulted in the death of a few veterans because they were waiting so long for appointments. So Congress and the White House and stuff initiated Choice to speed up the process to get veterans care outside of the VA if they did have weight issues. Choice was broken into three parts. One was if the VA didn't even provide that care, say neurosurgery or something. The other was the wait list version, and that's if the VA couldn't get you in within 30 days. And there was the mileage eligibility for those veterans who lived outside 40 miles of a VA facility. Now, some clinics, like there's a CBOC down there in Durango, which makes veterans not qualified because they have full-time providers there. We have clinics up here closer to Grand Junction who don't have enough full-time providers, so the veterans that live around, say, Montrose, for example, they're still eligible for the mileage benefit. So it depends on the clinic and how many full-time providers they have on staff. But we have several veterans, you know, that are enrolled here at the Grand Junction VA that are eligible for the mileage benefit. So that's mostly what we use, with the exception of, you know, the specialties that we don't provide here.
So the way that it worked is if you fell into one of those three categories, you could go see a healthcare provider that's outside the VA system, essentially. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. So the Choice program, I guess, arguably wasn't working all that great. It sounds like there was a lot of folks talking about what might be a better program, and now we do have something that's going to replace it. Can you talk a little bit about what that's going to look like and how that's going to roll out?
I sure will. So that's called the Mission Act, and that stands for VA Maintaining Systems and Strengthening Integrated Outside Networks Act. And it's broken into like five different categories, and the main category basically is community care networks and strengthening those. As you mentioned, Choice does have some issues, and especially down where you're at around the Four Corners area, Choice is broken into two different third-party administrators. We have TriWest and we have HealthNet. Mostly the veterans using the Grand Junction side of it fall under the HealthNet catchment area. And HealthNet has had many problems, which has caused issues with us because we're pretty rural and there's not many specialty clinics where we could send veterans. Say on the Western Slope here, dermatology, for example, there's only a couple different places where we could send veterans. So when HealthNet was having problems paying those providers dropped out and decided they won't even see veterans anymore, basically leaving us with nowhere to send these veterans for care unless we send them to Salt Lake City or something. So yes, HealthNet mainly had the most issues. TriWest, I've heard, is a little better. I don't deal with them as much, but I know some of your veterans down there probably do. Now, the Mission Act was signed this month, and it's hasn't been fully implemented yet. It will be once it gets filed in the Federal Register, and then they're going to send out implementation instructions from there. The Choice program will still be funded and in still working for a year after the Mission Act was signed. So, like, next June will be the total end of Choice, basically. We got a year for the transition. Now, again, with HealthNet, though, the VA decided we're not going to deal with HealthNet anymore, so our contract with them ends at the end of this fiscal year, which is September 30th. So for most of our veterans here in Grand Junction, Choice will be no more as of September 30th. TriWest will probably, you know, extend out till June, like I was saying. Now, with community care, like, the VA has several different authorities to send veterans outside. Like, when choice was first implemented, it was required that everything go through choice first, and then if choice had problems, then we could send them out via other means. We have what's called provider agreements, and we have what's called vendor agreements, and there's a few other different authorities, and basically these are all just different pots of money, but we have different ways to send veterans to specialty care, and we and that's through what we call our community care network, and we've been using that more than choice for almost a year now because choice was having so many problems. Mostly the veterans that are still using choice are our mileage veterans because they're different a little in that they can just call choice whenever they want and try to get an appointment. The other forms of choice have to be initiated by the VA. So the 40-miler, our mileage guys, they're still using choice, but a lot of the other specialty clinics and stuff that we're sending veterans to, we've been already using the Community Care Network. And this Mission Act, what it does is it basically beefs that up, and it is built to strengthen our community care network and our relationship with providers. One of the things that it does, for example, is choice will only pay the Medicare rates, and we have some providers that won't accept Medicare rates, so they won't see our veterans. This Mission Act gives additional funding to special rural facilities such as ours where we can pay a little more than Medicare rates because we don't have anywhere else to send these veterans. So that's one of the ways that the Mission Act is going to strengthen the community care network, which is pretty nice. Another example is many veterans don't, like I said earlier, accept veterans, or many facilities don't accept veterans, sorry. And the Mission Act states if the provider accepts Medicare, they will accept the Mission Act, which opens many doors that we're having problems with now because we have so many providers that they don't know the difference between choice and the VA, and they just won't accept veterans at all. This should remedy that, which is pretty nice.
Yeah. So if veterans here in Montezuma County in the Four Corners area have any questions, and I know the Mission Act is new, and there's, like you said, there's a lot of implementation that still needs to happen. Who should they be contacting to get answers to some of their questions?
They can call me. And I can give you my number if you want it, or they can call our PAO here, which is Sean Montgomery.
Okay, and you're in the Grand Junction office.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And that's where, like, if some of your veterans were to call Choice right now, it depends on which zip code they enter, depending if they'd get sent to HealthNet or TriWest. Yeah. That's been an issue since day one. So if they fall on, you know, the TriWest side, they're most likely going to have to call the Albuquerque VA for assistance. If they're enrolled here at this VA, though, I definitely recommend them calling me, and I can figure out what to do.
Okay, and what is your number?
My number is it's at the main VA number, which is 970-242-0731. And when it prompts you for an extension, I'm at 3887.
All right. Well, Jason, thank you so much for giving us an update on what's going on with Choice and the Mission Act. I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Happy to help.
That's Jason Moore. He is with the Department of Veterans Affairs in Grand Junction. Thanks for listening to Veterans Affairs here on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder.